Minister and now one of the four candidates. He's with me. Good morning, Mr. Jenrick.
Good morning.
Let's begin with what you have put right at the heart of your leadership campaign, and that is your desire to leave the European Convention on Human Rights. You released a campaign video yesterday on this theme, which included this: our special forces are killing rather than capturing terrorists because our lawyers tell us that if they're caught, the European court will set them free. Where are our special forces carrying out such killings?
Well, good morning. The point I was making is one that the former Defence Secretary, Ben Wallace, has made, which is that our human rights apparatus, including the ECHR, is encroaching on the battlefield, and it is impacting the decisions that our generals and military decision makers are taking as to what kind of action is required in these difficult situations. And I think that's putting an unnecessary and unfair burden upon them when they should be taking the right decisions for our safety as a country and for military personnel.
I just want to explain that he was quoted in the Telegraph about the circumstances in which he said we are more often than not forced into taking lethal action. He did say in that he was not suggesting we should scrap the European Convention on Human Rights. But you did say our special forces are killing rather than capturing terrorists. So you think or know that's happening now?
Well, Ben Wallace, as you rightly quote, said that
This is about what you say. You said our special forces are killing rather than capturing terrorists.
Yes, the point that I was making, very much like our former Defence Secretary was making, is that as a result of the constraints imposed upon our armed forces by the ECHR,
we are killing rather than capturing terrorists. Has happened or this is happening now? Because you stated it in very bold terms in that video.
Well, the point that Ben Wallace was making, if I may just elaborate, was that there are instances where the ECHR is forcing or leading the decision makers to take lethal action.
You could have said that,
by calling in a drone strike.
You reduced that to a very specific and stark phrase. You said our special forces are killing rather than capturing terrorists.
Michelle, I think those were your words in that video.
Do you know that is happening?
This is a very serious and stark situation.
Is this
because,
happening?
For example,
is
in,
are
in,
our special
example,
forces doing this right now?
Well, there are, as Ben Wallace has said in that interview, decision makers are being asked to make decisions which they might not ordinarily make. For example, to call in a drone strike and take lethal action in that way, rather than a surgical action where special forces might go in on the ground.
Are you accusing our special forces now? You use the present tense. Are you accusing them of killing rather than capturing terrorists? Why did you
say
these words?
I'm defending our armed forces. What I don't want to see is our human rights apparatus impacting the ability of our armed forces to take the most sensible decisions for their own safety and for the safety of the British public.
More carefully in this campaign.
No, I don't agree.
So you stand by the words that our special forces are killing rather than capturing terrorists?
I don't agree, Michelle. The point I was making was absolutely correct and is backed up by the interview that was given by our former Defence Secretary.
But you can't back up now that our special forces are killing rather than capturing terrorists.
Well, Michelle, of course I'm not going to elaborate on particular cases,
because these
cases are not things that any minister or foreign minister can speak about. But as Ben Wallace said in the article that you're quoting from, he doubts that British forces would have been able to do what the United States was able to do in taking out Osama bin Laden. I think
that's an extremely important example. What you said in your video was a lot more stark than that. It troubles me, Michelle, that if
our special forces, our military, were faced with the question of could we go and take out an individual such as Osama bin Laden, who has posed such a danger to our people and those of our allies, that we might not be able to do that because of our continued membership of the ECHR. And it demonstrates to me why it is important for us to leave the ECHR. Okay. Because it's not just about our armed forces, it's also about terrorism, foreign criminals,
and securing our
borders. But I was
asking you about something very specific that you said.